Special education is about inclusion, making sure kids who need it get extra help so they have the same opportunities as their peers. But an emphasis on rules and protocol sometimes means schools lose sight of real outcomes for students. In this first of a two-part series, Northwest Public Radio's Rowan Moore Garrity takes us inside one family's dispute with their school district.
15-year-old Christian Ayala is home after school in Sunnyside, taking care of his nieces and nephews and laying siege to invading armies on his Xbox.
There's like a castle on this side and there's a castle on this side, and you kind of just like destroy each other's castles.
He just started ninth grade, and this trimester he's passing all his classes for the first time in years.
What's your favorite class right now?
Algebra, fifth period. I have a really nice teacher. She helps me out a lot.
That extra help felt out of reach when Christian was in middle school. His IEP, or Individualized Education Program, that's the legally binding document that structures each student's special ed, called for daily one-on-one help with reading and math. But Christian's behavior soured relationships with his teachers. When he got stuck on work and asked for help, his sister Nubia says he got ignored. Sometimes he took it badly.
So he said he started throwing papers, I think, at another student, like, so he could get attention from the teacher. And he said the only attention he got was to get out of the room.
This is where the student and the paperwork started to drift apart. Christian was having trouble with academics, attendance, and behavior. To the school, bad behavior and attendance had nothing to do with the ADHD that made Christian eligible for special education. But to his family, it all seemed connected. A lot of Christian's acting up seemed to be a response to not getting the help he needed.
Because I would ask him if he was like one-on-one with the teacher ever, and he said no, that he was always in the classroom.
That turned out to be true. Christian was missing out on more than 8 hours a week of extra help with reading. Out of frustration, his sister says he stopped going to some classes altogether.
My mom and dad were always working, so they thought he would, you know, go to school. And he would actually stay home sleeping.
The school blamed his academic problems on bad attendance, but his mother, Juventina, saw it differently.
The only thing they cared about was for him to be present, not learning, just present.
Eventually, Christian's parents filed a complaint against the school district. The state superintendent found the district had violated a number of regulations. Even though Christian hadn't made any real progress on his IEP, the school had cut his extra help and moved him into general education without consulting his parents. For a year and a half, the school didn't send his parents progress reports the IEP called for. And many of the documents Juventina did get were in English, a language she doesn't speak or read. Her signature was there, but that didn't mean she understood what she was signing.
I knocked on the door and knocked on the door and I knocked on the door until they listened.
The next year, the state ordered the district to provide Christian tutoring to make up for lost time. But the sessions were either at 6 in the morning or after school when Christian hoped to be playing sports. He stopped going after a few weeks.
Ellos eran los que estaban decidiendo por nosotros lo que sí va a hacer.
It was like the school decided for us what was going to happen. They didn't ask us when the classes should be held or where.
At the end of the school year, Christian had received just 9 hours of compensatory services out of more than 120 the state ordered. His mother gave up. Juventina Ayala was called to a meeting with the district, where she waived rights to more extra help for Christian. She says she felt pressure to sign a waiver there and then, even without fully understanding it. So she did.
I went home and felt bad. I started thinking, what have I done? All that work we did, and I threw it in the trash.
The Sunnyside School District declined to comment for this story, but they did provide evidence they contacted the Ayala family multiple times about Christian's attendance for the special tutoring sessions. Regardless, the dispute raises a troubling question. Here's a case where the legal process was followed right through to the end, but Christian was no better off. He never got the special reading and math help he deserved.
Too often, it does come down to, did we check these boxes? Did we do this? We did this. We did this.
Margaret McLaughlin teaches special education at University of Maryland.
And the parents didn't follow through, or the student didn't come back to school. Well, We did our part. Legally, we've checked off our boxes.
When kids don't do well in special ed, McLaughlin says it's usually up to parents to advocate for improvement. So imagine you're a parent at a school meeting, going over an IEP.
You're going to walk in there, and you're going to be confronted maybe with five professionals. And everybody in that room, because of this structure, is going to be talking about, here's the this, here's the that, here's what we need to do. And you double that with parents whose first language may not be English, even with a translator. You know, this whole thing becomes pretty overwhelming.
There's also a lot for schools to juggle, arranging the schedules of those five professionals to be there all at once, and keeping track of thick files on every special ed student. Often, all of that has to be done with far less school funding than the law calls for. That's part of why compliance, or getting the right signatures and check marks, sometimes comes before understanding and communication.
So we put this document in there that has a lot of legal protections and legal procedures, and I think we've allowed in some instances, in some school systems, for that to become the tail that wags the dog.
For Christian, starting out at a new school in the district seems to have accomplished some of what his IEP couldn't do. He finally feels he's getting the help he needs, and his parents aim to keep it that way. Rowan Moore-Garrity, Northwest Public Radio News, Yakima.